Take a deep breath, centered in the moment. And welcome the Council of 12. Greetings. We are the Council of 12. And we are here to present another function of light configurations that will become most valuable to you in the creation as an individual creator of matter and light. The two have to go hand in hand. The upgrades in the first and second triads were necessary for us to proceed in upgrading the third and fourth triads. In this session, we will focus on the upgrade of the third triad. The third triad consists of the crown chakra, the soul star vortex, and the higher mind chakra. As the crown chakra opens wide and widens and stays open consistently, the flow of light prisms from the creative realms of source are drawn into the center channel of the fifth dimensional body. The influx of light prisms create a wide functional center channel of communication within the energetic system of both the light body and the physical body, operating within the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions. Refined, creative light prisms are seated in the Sacred Heart Center. The white, luminous star tetrahedron that holds the consciousness of your soul spirit can now communicate to the soul continually. This communication enhances the availability of what is known and drawn through this channel that relates to the higher mind. Your individual higher mind was merged with the higher mind of source some time ago of your time. All communications of these light prisms are received in the crown, flow through the soul star vortex, which holds your individual soul spirit at the first moment that your spirit was given a prime directive, and begins to communicate to the individual soul and soul purpose for a specific life experience. Each chakra of the third triad is an invaluable communication light vortex that continually receives from the creative source realms. This communication is not limited to just one type of creative light influx. There are multiples of different kinds of light influxes that are transmitted from the first three rays of creation. The rays of creation are massive rays of creative energetics that are used for many diverse purposes. They are transmitted and distributed according to the purpose of any specific creation. The various type of creative light configurations that are communicated by the third triad is vital for the unified function of the upper seven physical chakras and the lower seven chakras, physical chakras. All the different light configurations are received and processed in the same progression. The light patterns are received in the crown chakra, processed through the soul star and the higher mind. Then they flow through the center channel of the Ka body, which is your fifth dimensional etheric body, and are seated in the Sacred Heart Center, where they are used by the physical heart chakra to further enforce the element of love's presence in the human body. This open-ended progression of various types of creative light that stream from the third triad allows the white star tetrahedron to continually transmit increased wisdom and knowledge that relates to the soul experience in a human body. The wisdom and knowledge that is in the white star tetrahedron can then be drawn from and used in the second triad to create within form. The center channel continually transmits communication from the Sacred Heart to the first, second, and third chakras that are now part of your physical heart chakra and relate to your experience in a human body. The perpetual communication from your Sacred Heart Center into your physical chakras flows through the center channel and then is seated in the Earth Star. The center channel carries light transmissions that can be transferred in a spiraling sequence in both directions. The center channel that is continually used as a communication conduit for the light transmissions is upgraded substantially since you first began to use it in the beginning of your primary teachings. The light prisms are accessible when used in the creative manifestation of fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional physical human bodies. They provide multiple ways in which to create form within form. The constant flow of light prisms through the Sacred Heart Center into your heart chakra expands a greater appreciation of yourself as a creative individual soul, spirit, and form that is created in the image and likeness of its source. This recognition alone provides healing in a fractured mental emotional body. The creative light prisms was a gift from source to accelerate your ascension path and keep you directly on the path. It has within its energetic composition all of the color codes, sound templates that you have used by differentiating the light and using the different codes for specific purposes. With the configuration of the light prisms, you are able to access them easily and precisely. The color and sound codes also emanate at a much more refined octave of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions. They are magnetically balanced, so there is a continual equilibrium. The electrical charges that emanate from the human thought are automatically tempered to match the magnetic symmetry. The various wavelengths of the colors of the rainbow provide a coherent flow of color codes in the frequencies that are required for creation in matter. Because the light prisms regulate the many different speeds of light that emanate from the creative realms, it provides a coherent and ease in your creation There are no spikes or distorted energies in your creations. The light prism also has an autonomic function that is very valuable to you. We have asked you to create and hold within your energetic system higher frequencies of light. When you are within the light vortex of your upgraded cosmic crucible, you are able to hold a light frequency of 150%. In your daily life, many times outside influences cause the light frequency to drop. The autonomic function of this light prism allows you to maintain a continual integration and understanding of various teachings and energetics that are transmitted to you. If your light frequency drops below 150%, you will still be able to use the concepts and the energetics coherently. But in the frequency range that you are currently holding, this is a gift that prevents you from misunderstanding a process and miscreating with it. What a gift you have been given. Use it. Let us now discuss the upgrade of the third triad and how that triad becomes a bridge between the physical chakras and the non-physical chakras. In the 2019 Light Conference, you co-facilitated the activation of the magenta lotus that sits above the crown chakra of your third triad. This magnificent, radiant, thousand-petal lotus holds vast memory codes of your mastery. Because each one of you has a precise iteration of this wonderful magenta lotus, those memory codes are specific to you. In the 2019 conference, you received a refined iteration of the magenta color codes from the central sun. They were transmitted into the fourth triad in a continual circular motion. You directed the magenta color code into your thousand petal lotus, into your third triad, filling your third triad with this refined magenta code. Take a deep breath here. Notice in your field that beautiful magenta lotus. Floating above your crown, how radiant it is, how accessible it is. Now, with your intention, activate your memory codes as the magenta light is infusing your entire body system with more light. This includes all of your functioning DNA strands, helixes, and light packets. Take a deep breath. Now pay attention these refined color codes that were transmitted from the central sun, from the creative realms of source, were presented in specific light configurations of a prism. However, at that time, you were not conscious of it. You were not conscious enough to use it accurately. But now you are. Because of the presence of the second ray of creation, the prism configuration of light has the capacity to step down or accelerate the color code energetics simply by implementing a different color code. The prism configuration of light allows for the codes within the magenta color to be used in multiple ways. The code can be accelerated or change its color entirely for a specific purpose in your creation. For example, part of that magenta coding is a blue color code, which relates to the emotions and brings the emotions up to a higher, refined state. So you are specific in your creation when you do that. You direct the color code according to your needs at any particular time. The prism also contains sounds that are related to the color code. Many of these sounds cannot be heard by the human ear. Nevertheless, they are still a potent enhancement to any creation. Your personal sound code that was imprinted in your soul spirit is a valuable part of your energetic system as a creator of light and form. Take a deep breath. As the magenta color codes circulate throughout the third and fourth triads, they facilitate the many holographic light frequencies that were used in several previous teachings throughout Sitting of the Divine. And those holographs turn back on. These holographs can now be accessed by you at a higher frequency because you have an accelerated state of consciousness and the energetics to use what can be found in these holographs. Can you see how valuable this is to you as you review this next few weeks, the third and fourth triad? Breathe. Notice how this magenta color code moves down the center channel of the body, where it enters the second triad. Observe the seed crystals in the center of your physical head. see how the magenta has altered the brilliance of these seed crystals as they continually reflect the light. The seed crystals are now humming at more than one tone. There's a universal tone, a galactic tone, a cosmic tone, and finally, your personal tones that you received when your prime directive, color codes, and sound codes were given to you. This is important for you to remember now. Your personal energetic upgrade are equally as important as the upgrades we have been talking about. You are the master creator in form that uses all of these light configurations. They are the tools of your trade, so to speak. Deep breath. The magenta lotus sits between the crown chakra and the soul star for a specific purpose. It carries your master memory codes. The soul star communicates these memory codes to you through the voice of your soul as they are needed in your creations. Now that voice may be, if you are clairaudient, a voice. It may be a knowing that you have drawn from the wisdom of that soul. It may be a vision. Whatever is what you use to draw into your consciousness and awareness. You have the capacity to use color, sound, and various light configurations to be a master creator in form. The vast, undifferentiated light is now seated in your body. When you differentiate it for use in your triadic system, the triadic system creates unity between the physical and the non-physical realms of creation. You now are learning to merge the non-physical with the physical. This is the direction of your path, beloveds. You are beginning to recognize and travel in non-physical ways that affect your physical consciousness. So much has been given in these last few communications. So it will require of you integration time, but it will require of you much of your physical time. So here is where you make your choice about what is really important. And you can manage life in a physical body and creations from the non-physical realms. You are a capable master creator. We would like to complete this session by talking about the importance of the bridging system that is now in play because of the many upgrades that have been made. The first bridge is created by the presence of the magenta thousand petal lotus that floats above the crown, in a space between the crown and the soul star. It provides memory codes that your soul carries as a creator in form. It also carries refined color and sound codes from the many light emanations that are transmitted from the all that is. The third triad also contributes to the bridging of the third and fourth triads because it continually transmits unifying energetic communication between the first seven chakras, the physical chakras, and the non-physical aspects of the second seven chakras that are above the physical body. The center column of the body is enhanced by the various configurations that are received and then are transmitted through the crown chakra and sent down through the center channel of the body. The bridging of the third and fourth triads unifies the entire 14 chakra system. There will be another bridge that you will create when it is time to activate the fifth triad. There is much yet to do in the third and fourth triads, as well as the first and second. So take a deep breath now. And let us guide you into receiving a beautiful prism of light from the creative realms. Be very centered in your body, very centered in your sacred heart center. Notice how your crown is open, wide, for many of you, that third chakra opening is the entire circumference of your cranium, your top, your physical crown center. Notice also that center column that extends from your soul star all the way through your body and is anchored in your earth star. What a valuable communication center this is. Now draw from the creative realms of source and pull in this beautiful emanation of a prism of light. Notice how it comes directly into that beautiful, open, anticipating crown chakra. As it enters the crown chakra, it flows then into the soul's star, where it is received and further processed through the higher mind as it is merged with the mind of the all that is. From there, it flows down the center channel of the body into the first triad, into the Sacred Heart Center, where it is used by the luminous white star tetrahedron and the beautiful sapphire blue star tetrahedron. It then flows into the Earth star, where it radiates all of the functions of that Earth star that can be seen and received by the elemental community of Earth, and that can be drawn from. The Sacred Heart of the Earth. As you receive this gift of Source in this particular configuration, and you anchor it in the Earth Star, you gift it to Mother Earth. And the elemental community. It doesn't negate any effect you can get from the fullness of this light prism. It has an unlimited light emanation, creative light emanation that can never dwindle or be less effective. Now return your consciousness into your Sacred Heart Center, into the first triad, and see how magnificent that light prism radiates a creative energetic that is most usable and can be drawn from continually in the functioning of all parts of that first triad, all parts of the second triad, all parts of the third triad, and all parts of the fourth triad. Be in gratitude for the gift you have been given and the upgrade that has begun in your energetic system. It will take you some time to integrate all of this and use it, and you integrate it by using it. You can't just be sitting there listening to a recording or seeing the energetics move. You have to use it in the second triad so that you learn how valuable it is and how usable it is in your creations as an individual creator, not only of light, but creator of form. You will alter substantially the consciousness of your body by using this particular light configuration in the second triad. And notice how effective that autonomic function of the light prism is, in that you have an understanding. Once you leave here, you don't lose anything. Once you exit this crucible, the understanding and the energetics availability to you will always be there. And with that, beloveds, we will close our session at this time. Blessings.